Friday, March 4th. The only date in the calendar that's a command, March 4th. And here's Oroville Radio News featuring announcements, interviews, and music. And a look at the weather shows the temperature as 29 degrees Celsius today, dropping to 23 tonight. Humidity is 83% with winds east-northeasterly 15 kilometers per hour. Time for an obituary. The passing of young and vibrant Lucia Mira Rebull, born in Spain, nationality French, left her body last Friday the 25th after a road incident while returning from Rameshwaram with a group of friends. Lucia grew up in Oroville. She was just 20 years old. She graduated from Future School last year and worked in Oroville's pre-creche. Her body was interred early this morning amidst an enormous number of friends and family and seemingly all the flowers in Tamil Nadu. Prayers, love, and sympathy go out to Lucia's parents, Anne and Eric, her brothers, Samai and Juan, and to all her friends, especially Kaman. Jai Ma. Samatiam, the National Council for Accessible Environment, presents a workshop today here in Town Hall. Listen now to Susmita, who champions this cause in Oroville, and Anjali Agarwal, the executive director of Samatiam. Samatiam, tell me what this means.
Samatiam means capability. It's a civil society organization and a national organization working on accessibility in India.
So you would be National Council for Accessible Environment.
National Center for Accessible Environment.
Okay. This morning you're having a workshop here in Oroville. Is it the first time you've presented this in Oroville? I don't think so.
No, this is the second time we are having this workshop. The first time we had it almost in 2009, October, wherein we came here to sensitize people on the issue of accessibility, why it's important, why it's needed, and how Oroville can be made accessible for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And now, about two years later, do you see a progress?
Yes, of course. We see a change in people's attitude. Mm. Mental barriers have broken. They are more receptive, welcoming. And also some of the groups we worked last time have made little bit of an improvement in their buildings. So that's really heartening to see.
Yes. Susmita, you are spearheading, I should say, championing this cause.
Yeah? I don't know if I'm a champion or not. This is a subject that I felt since long ago to start in Oroville. And then I just feel inside, because, you know, to create accessibility to all, to see everybody happy to go everywhere, independent, without asking any moment help. It's very humiliating. Also, because I saw many things, you know, in Oroville during this time, people in the wheelchair, Orovillian with the crutches, Orovillian with the accidents and this and that, and so also Orovillian getting older. And so not everybody reached that age in at the same way. So we have to be ready to welcome everybody. And so also it's a kind of create freedom and dignity.
You are paving the way for anybody in any condition or age to be independent.
Absolutely. The whole purpose is that there's a convention which India has ratified, that is United Nations Convention for the Rights of Persons with Disability. It clarifies very nicely that accessibility is not just for the disabled people, but for everyone. And also that in a transgenerational, at any point of time in your lifespan, you might require an access feature. So it's kind of an investment for your own good future. Like what we do today, we are going to get benefit in the when we age. So it's for the children, for pregnant women, for families with young children, senior citizens, and people having temporary ailments, any medical condition, and also benefiting persons with disabilities. So this is why we call it, the project is Access for All. Mm-hmm. And Accessible Oroville is something which we target as Oroville for All, so making it a more universal city for everyone to live in, enjoy. One message to all the Orovillians and to the architects and the working committee here in Oroville, that Oroville mother wanted to be a universal city, a city which belongs to everyone. So if we make it accessible for everyone, it gives the message to the world that everyone is welcome. So let's head for this and make a city of Oroville a universal city in the true sense.
A reminder, today begins the three-day film festival, India Panorama at Bharat Nevas, today through Sunday. For detailed information, please refer to yesterday's news and or to Oronet. Caregivers are needed for hospice work, that's end-of-life care, as well as for assisting persons recovering from illness, injury, surgery, or simply elderly. These may require help for the activities of daily living, such as eating, bathing, dressing, toilet use, transfer from bed to chair, and walking. If you enjoy caring for others, if you have patience and some fluency in English and availability for evening shifts, contact Ronnie at 262-2425 or email avhs@oroville.org.in. Volunteers are welcome, maintenance support is available for part-time work, and training will be provided. And this from Mother's Agenda, 1973. How do you broaden and enlighten your consciousness? If each one of you could find his psychic being and unite with it, all problems would be solved. Normally, it takes an entire lifetime, or even several lifetimes in some cases, but those who have an ardent aspiration can do it in a few months. The psychic being is the divine's representative in the human being. It's true, you know. The divine isn't something far off and out of reach. The divine is within, but you aren't fully conscious of it. And so far, it's acting more as an influence rather than a presence. It must become a conscious presence. It has nothing to do with going off to inaccessible regions. It's right here. You've been listening to Oroville News with Marlanka on microphone, in studio, Andrea and Yahalom. Contact oroville.radio.org for information. Thanks for listening.